This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews. It's Tuesday the 12th of January and we're here discussing heating, air conditioning, renewables and the home energy market. We also already heard from Joe Allsop in the first half of the show. I want to hear from you, though. We've had loads and loads of tweets so far today, but keep them coming. Do keep tweeting in. I'm lonely here, so it's nice to talk to you. So do tweet in. We've had a few more tweets come in the last few moments, and I've got lots of information to tell you about. Why don't I read one of those tweets? That's the best thing to do, isn't it? Paul Babra. The lovely Paul Brabra. It's cold, but we're still cooking and serving takeaway curries, korma, vindaloo, and much, much more. I have to tell you, Paul's curries are to die for. They are absolutely fantastic, authentic, home-cooked Asian food that is just absolutely brilliant. Give Paul a follow on the Twitter, Paul Babra, B-A-B-R-A. And check him out. You can find him at McNaid's, and I think he's there. I might get this wrong, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Check him out and get your takeaway curry, courtesy of Paul Babra. Really, really good food. There's apparently, according to Canterbury Council, there's a £1,000 one-off grant payment available through Canterbury Council to help wet-led pubs during the latest shutdown. You can find out if your pub is eligible and apply for the grant by going to canterbury.gov.uk/info. So let me give you that again, canterbury.gov.uk/info. So if you have a wet-led pub, that's one that doesn't really serve much in the way of food, there is a £1,000 one-off grant payment if you're in the Canterbury area, and this is going back. So if you suffered in December as well as now, then you can claim that grant potentially. And they're also saying the Sydney Cooper Gallery on Canterbury High Street is one of the symptom-free testing centres now, and you can book a test there by going to kent.gov.uk/social care for symptom-free testing. kent.gov.uk/social care to book a symptom-free test at the Sydney Cooper Gallery in Canterbury. Let's see if we've got anything else. Right, I think that's that. Ibiza Fitness Food. We love creating new dishes for you. Roast chicken breast with red wine, polenta and cabbage. Jerk chicken with spiced rice and pineapple chutney. Who else can't wait for their delivery to arrive this week, Paul? So, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, delivering in the UK, Ibiza Fitness Food. Follow them on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is IBZ Fitness Food. IBZ Fitness Food, that's Ibiza Fitness Food. Give them a follow. They do some fantastic pre-prepared dishes that are healthy and fit into your lifestyle and the kind of food that you like. So they've got a huge menu that you can choose from and have your food delivered. Okay, I'm trying to keep up with everything here and find it all. I'll tell you what, why don't we play some more cheesy tunage and then speak to our next guest. Let's do that. Oh. Heat Seeker, AC/DC. Do you see what I did there?
We'll be right back.
AC/DC there had me banging my head away in here, flicking my hair all over the place or something. AC/DC, Heatseeker. We caught up with the fantastic Bob Beattie, who's a heating engineer and air conditioning specialist. And Jules and I caught up with him yesterday. So let's hear what Bob had to say.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show Mr. Bob Beattie of LG Comfort Cooling. Bob, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Pleasure to see you again. Hope you're well.
Yep, yep. Apart from needing a haircut.
yeah, I don't have that problem.
Bob, my new husband's hair now, he hasn't had it cut on principle. He'd been working from home, so he hasn't had it cut since last February.
He's got a beard like Rasputin as well.
Yeah, his beard is actually curling at the end. He thinks it's wonderful.
I'm not so sure. I shaved my beard off because I was starting to look like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Well, I shaved mine off because it just looked like my head was on upside down.
You combed over.
Yeah, comb over. Yeah, well, I've got enough to comb. What with a beard over the front? Yeah, that would work, wouldn't it? Anyway, enough of this nonsense. It's a pleasure to welcome Bob onto the show. And I invited Bob on because I know it's an area of his technical expertise and also a passion that he has.
See, I think that Bob is my friend and I invited him on, but you know.
You're probably, yeah.
Bob showed me all around Scotland. He was amazing. He told me where to get the best Scottish pies, where to get the best haggis, all these little villages and things when we did the 500 route. What's it called, the 500?
I can't remember. It's got another bit, NE or NC. The coastal road ran the coast of the very north of Scotland.
Yeah. And everybody,
to be honest, until you mentioned it, I didn't know it existed.
Yeah. You're joking.
No, he winged it. Yeah. Anyway, enough of that. We did Jules's holiday back in the summer. I want to talk to Bob now about getting me warm and getting me air conditioned in the summer.
Heat pump.
Shut up. Yeah. So, Bob, tell us a little bit about what it is you do and who you do it for, and then we'll kind of move on from there.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I work with LG Comfort Cooling. We've been using LG products since 2006. One of the big, well, it's one of the two big companies in Korea.
Yeah.
They came into the UK fairly late with air conditioning and heat pumps, but they've grown very quickly.
Right.
Their technology, as you'd expect from their TVs and electronic signage and so on, they've used, like Formula One, they've used those things in the more mundane products.
Right.
So the technology in it is both user-friendly and easy to use, usually. But, I mean, basically, I've been involved in heat pumps since the early 80s. You know, obviously, I was at school at that time, in short trousers. But heat pumps, basically, my old boss back in those days decided to do the old Henry Ford thing.
Right.
Because we had a stock of cooling only units and a stock of heat pumps. And he decided that from then, you can have any unit you like, but it's going to be a heat pump.
Right. Okay.
Listening to the show, particularly the business people, if they've got air conditioning in their offices, they are probably 99% sure to be actually heat pumps.
Right.
So how does that work, Bob?
It's basically the heat pump, the most common heat pumps, the air-to-air models, are really air conditioning machines that reverse. In the summer, they'll supply cooling. And in the intermediate months from, say, September onwards, it will move into heating cycle. So basically, a heat pump is, to most people's minds, are air conditioning units.
Right.
The trouble is, the industry has actually classed it as air conditioning. So when you try to get figures for how many heat pumps are installed in the UK, they look at it as air conditioning rather than heat pumps because they don't seem to realise that heat pumps, everything installed, generally is heat pumps.
Yeah, absolutely. Funny enough, I have a heat pump, but I have a heat pump that heats my swimming pool when it works. But as I told you in the summer, Bob, it broke, and I need it servicing. But I've had a heat pump for a couple of years and to heat my swimming pool, and it's been brilliant compared to the gas boiler I had before.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, to be honest, I mean, swimming pool heat pumps are, they are heat pumps, and they're slightly different concept, but the fact is that, yes, that's the most common one to the domestic household.
Yeah.
I mean, what's happened, I mean, basically, in heat pumps, I mean, I've given a note here, you've got air-to-air, air-to-water, ground source, water-to-water, and water-to-air.
Right.
Those are just some examples. I mean, right. Ground source is probably the most efficient because right. It basically takes the heat out of the ground.
Okay. And sorry for my ignorance.
Feet. The ground is a constant temperature.
Right. Well, what happens, like this morning I put on my underfloor heating and it was 14 degrees, so the ground is pretty cold at the moment. So
yeah, I mean, the deeper you go, I mean, what have you got, a concrete floor or a...
I've got marble tiles, which are lovely in summer and obviously cold in winter.
Yeah, yeah. But then, what are you heating it with?
Little things that go under the...
Is it a gas boiler?
It's electric. It's electric. Oh, because it was done after, so we didn't want to dig up floors and things.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I mean, the industry...
It's not wet, in other words.
The government and the various agencies at the moment seem to put across the point that heat pumps are the new latest thing. When in actual fact, the point I was trying to make is that we've been installing heat pumps for the last 40 years.
Yeah, sure.
And as we've installed them, the technology has grown and got better and better. Mm. And we did try doing domestic back in the 90s.
Right.
But we didn't have the product. None of the manufacturers really had the product.
Sure.
To cope with the domestic market. We could put air-to-air in. And air-to-air is probably your best known as a split system.
Right.
When you go into any of the high street shops and look above you instead of a rack, you'll see this, which is actually a heat pump.
But doesn't that sort of dry the air?
It's a common problem with air conditioning, especially like me, if you wear contact lenses.
Oh yeah.
It comes back to where the technology is from heat pumps. I mean, basically, if you explain how heat pumps work, I mean, heat pump is basically like a souped up domestic refrigerator.
Right.
If you want to find out how it works, you've got the ice box is connected through a compressor to the outdoor coil on the back of the fridge. I just felt my fridge freezer this morning, and the back was cold, believe it or not, because the compressor wasn't working. But that heat taken out of your fridge and rejected into the air on the back of your refrigerator is basically the very, very basic concept of what a heat pump does.
Right.
Now, in the outside air, even at this temperature or below, there is heat in the air.
Right.
And what a heat pump does is extract that heat and transfer it through the refrigeration cycle into whatever vehicle you've got inside, be it underfloor heating, be it wall-mounted units, ducted units, and so on.
Right.
But the difference being that modern heat pumps that we're now looking at using more frequently on domestic, is actually very high tech.
Right.
I mean, what they've done and the manufacturers have done over the last 40 years is, I mean, if you think a car has improved, air conditioning heat pumps is so sophisticated, yet, you know, tuned to the domestic user.
Right. Yeah. Can I ask what is probably the really stupidest question I've ever been asked? We talk about air conditioning and we talk about heating. Is it possible to use the same product to do both?
Yeah. But effectively, commercially, that's what we do. In actual fact, with heat pumps in the commercial and industrial sector, I mean, they're no different. There's the same principles, same controls. They actually get more heat out of those fan coils than you do cooling.
Right, okay.
So, I mean, because you don't need as much of a coil, a unit, to actually heat as you do to cool.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do we get, Bob, the industry that is sort of, you know, your local plumbers, your local builders in Kent? Because I'm just doing a garage conversion in the garden, back garden, really old garage, huge garage. And I'm turning it into a summer house office, you know, for obvious reasons. We're all working from home. And my builder, I said, what about heat pump? And he went, whoa, you're looking at a lot of money. And he obviously didn't know anything about it.
It's a common thing. I mean, you talked about Heating Hub. I looked on their website. They said exactly the same thing. I mean, there's a lot of very skilled heating engineers out there. Some of them have got refrigeration experience, but basically, like I told you the other day, I mean, we supplied a 9 kilowatt air-to-water heat pump for basically $2,500 to $3,000 to a contractor for him to install.
Yeah.
Now, my colleague, one of my contacts on Twitter, Ken, has just done a 24-kilowatt load heat pump in a house. And they quite often don't have to change anything. Where it gets expensive is if they have to change the radiators, for example. You know, realistically, heat pumps, you can mitigate and lower the cost of a heat pump by looking at your property and saying, does it need insulation? Does it need cavity wall insulation? You know, are the windows leaking like a sieve, which is a common thing?
Yeah.
You can usually find that out yourself. By
putting a plant on the windowsill.
Yeah, I mean, my dining room window leaks. And I insulate the sides with tape. I mean, they need replacing. But I mean, basically, if you are going to do your house, what you do is look at the best possible ways you can actually lower the cost and the demand you need for a heat pump. Same thing applies with boilers, to be quite honest. Reality is, from the heat, it's a myth that heat pumps are expensive. It depends on the job, depends on what's needed to be done. I mean, a lot of the heating guys that I talk to will tell you that radiators are usually hugely oversized. So, I mean, the first instance, if you're going to do something like that, is get a heating engineer who actually knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are loads of them out there.
And what about, Bob, the sort of rumours that the government is phasing out gas boilers in the next couple of years?
Yeah, that used to be 2025, believe it or not, when they first talked about it. The first thing to think, and going back to our friends at the Heating Hub, they actually say on their blog the very wise thing that basically, just because they're phasing them out by 2030, doesn't mean to say you've got to get rid of your boiler.
Yeah.
I mean, most of us have got boilers that have been there for years, and as long as they're maintained, and you can repair it. Vehicles, but the idea is fossil fuel vehicles are going to be banned. In actual fact, it won't stop us driving an old banger right up until 2050. It is what it is. People latch on to the wrong things. But I mean, in reality, going back to what you were saying about heat pumps, I mean, the heating engineers I'm talking to, a lot of them are probably well advised to look at what we call monoblock units, which is all the heat pump is outside, all of it.
Right.
So instead of it replaces the boiler, but it's sitting outside. It takes a single phase power supply, but it's for a heating engineer who has no refrigeration experience. That's it. It's like replacing the boiler.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean,
this is a silly question, I know, but are they actually? Do you dig down deep into the ground to install them?
That's the ground source units.
Right.
The ground source, you've got various ways of doing it. The first vision is boreholes, which are expensive.
Right.
The second way is to use what we call slinkies in the trade, which is a ground loop.
Right.
Both of them need ground,
right,
and land to actually do it. So, I mean, you're not exactly going to put that in the block in a terraced house, because right, you may not have, well, you may not get the permission to put the boreholes in. They're quite expensive,
right,
but they are the most efficient, because basically when you bore into the ground, as I said earlier on, if you're about 4 to 6 feet below, the ground temperature is constant.
Right.
Wow.
The other thing on the back of that, which given is that years ago, there is the same sort of thing as ground source, but it's using lakes, rivers and canals as right, a source. Again, if you've got a lake or a deep river, or indeed canals, because you imagine how many people in the UK live near canals,
yeah,
and forget about them.
Yeah.
Those give, again, a constant temperature, and again, are highly efficient.
Right.
I mean, air source systems are suffer the vagaries of the weather, of course, right, but even down to minus 15. I mean, our one will give you 2.15 kilowatts to every kilowatt put in. So that's more efficient than a boiler, shall we say.
Wow, that is amazing. And I mean, you said about how reliable boilers are, and I agree with you, old boilers are, you've had them, you know, 40 yeah, years, but new boilers, I you know, service a few rentals, and we're always having to fix new boilers, little yeah, bits here and there, you know, a couple yeah, of 50 I mean, quid here, they're 50 quid there.
I mean, what I'm saying is, it's not going to kill off the boiler industry.
Sure.
On January the 1st, 2030. Mm. You know, repairing it. I mean, it's like a car, isn't it? You don't want to buy a new one, and especially perhaps now, because the EVs are hugely expensive. But I mean, basically, heat pumps are, I mean, basically, what I would say to the heating engineers, and I do say, and the guys tend to go for the monoblocks because they're easier to install. Mm. I mean, you've got a size up to about 16 kilowatt and right, a single piece outside. And most houses can accommodate that if you think about it.
And how eco-friendly is that, Bob?
Well, it uses the current lowest global warming potential refrigerant, R32.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it was the Asthma Society were asking people not to use their wood burners.
Right.
They were asking not to use their wood burners because of the air quality.
Yeah.
And of course, so many of us do have wood burners now.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, to be honest, I mean, I've got involved with biomass projects over the years, but I mean, it's, the trouble is that this country floats from one to the other, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a problem.
Yeah, sorry, Bob. I keep losing my internet connection, and every time I try to wrap up, Jules asks another question.
Sorry, I'm interested. I saw you freeze, but I thought it would still record.
Yeah, no, I've lost my internet connection 3 times so far. Anyway, don't worry about that. I mean, it's been fascinating hearing from you, Bob.
Have you got it back?
I have got it back at the moment, and we're still recording. So hopefully we haven't lost too much.
To be honest, I mean, a lot of the heat pump subject is quite huge.
It's massive. Bob, you need your own program, renewables.
Yeah.
Bob Beattie, renewables.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bob, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for your insight and knowledge and wisdom on this whole subject. As Jules said, it's a much bigger subject than we've spent half an hour talking about it, but it's a subject you can spend days talking about. For the moment, Bob, thank you so much. If people want to follow you or find out more from you, what's your Twitter handle?
Sorry?
What's your Twitter handle? So that people can follow LG Cooling.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I mean, I could give you a whole load of case histories about where it's the kit is installed. Like Arsenal's store has got heat pumps, would you believe? Mm. Wembley Stadium executive boxes has got heat pumps. Mm.
So follow Bob on Twitter. You can find him on Twitter at BOBBT2417. That's BOBBT2417. Give him a follow and ask him any questions that you've got about eco heating and heat pumps and everything.
Bob,
he knows all about everything.
Bob, thank you so much for that. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Bob.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
Are you frustrated with IT issues? Let AnyTech take the stress out of all your tech worries. With more people than ever now working from home, reliable technical assistance could help save your day. Mac or PC? We can help. Friendly service, free quotation, competitive rates guaranteed. AnyTech, IT home and business support service covering Kent and East Sussex. Call 07745 178 665. That's 07745 178 665. Or visit our website. All the W's, anytech.co.uk.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Loch Associates Group can help you with your employment law, HR, health and well-being and mediation needs. People are our business. It's what we do every day. Find us online at lochassociates.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
That was fantastic. Bob Beattie, heating, air conditioning, heating and renewables engineer. I'm sorry about the quality of that. As I said at the end of the interview, for some reason my internet connection kept dropping out while we were trying to record that, which made it very difficult, and it was a bit bumpy along the way. So I am sorry about that. But that's where we are these days, I'm afraid, because so many of us are working from home. Our internet connections are getting a bit rapey. Too much contention, not enough throughput, and all the rest of it. Although, having said that, I have seen that Openreach are intending to employ another 1,500 engineers in 2021 to facilitate upgrading a lot of the internet infrastructure, and boy does it need it. If we're going to continue remote working and working from home, we really do need a lot of effort, and my heart goes out for all those kids and teachers trying to teach online in rural areas where broadband reception is appalling at the best of times. So if we are going to go down that route, I think the government need to really start thinking quite heavily about investing more in the internet infrastructure in this country. Otherwise, we're going to be in big, big trouble. I've had a tweet from LG Comfort Cooling in response to what Joe was saying earlier, actually. And they say, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, plan for a 10-month hydrogen heating trial near Gateshead. Do you remember Joe was saying that they're thinking about mixing 20% hydrogen with gas? Well, this is a plan to trial it. There's a plan for a 10-month hydrogen heating trial near Gateshead. That's just outside Newcastle. More than 650 households and businesses in a village in Tyneham Weir could be amongst the first in the UK to heat their homes and cook their meals using natural gas blended with green hydrogen. So that's interesting. It'll be interesting to find out when that trial starts and how it works. But thank you for that. That's LG Comfort Cooling Limited, LGCC LTD, on the Twitter. So fantastic stuff. I've got a few other tweets coming in. Oh, I've just lost my Twitter. Oh dear. What have we got here? Oh, Business in Maidstone. You can follow them on the Twitter, Biz in Maidstone, B-I-Z, Business in Maidstone. And they say, join the Lockdown 3 webinar on Thursday the 14th of January to get your business questions answered. If you can't make the webinar, you can still register, submit your questions, and receive a link to the recording once it's been completed. They don't actually tell me how to go to the webinar, but it's something that's being offered by the Kent Business Hub, I think. KM Growth Hub, and all they've got is a Twitter handle. So if you want to look at at KM Growth Hub. Hopefully they'll tell you how to get into this webinar, but it's taking place on this Thursday. And it looks like something really interesting. Sign up for our webinar where Kent County Council Trading Standards, Environmental Health and KRF Enforcement will answer questions about the lockdown rules. So it's all the rules for businesses, really, that you need to know, apart from how to get into the actual seminar itself. Okay, Gemma Oliver has said hello. Hello, Gemma. Thank you for that. What else we got? Pecunia. Pecunia 2016. Pecunia 2016 is their Twitter handle. They say, are you having trouble getting paid? Has COVID-19 diminished your business finances? You could say that. We have an 8-easy-step process to claw back those finances. Contact us now to find out more. You can drop them an email at info@pecunia2016.co.uk. That's pecunia2016.co.uk. info@pecunia2016.co.uk to help with your finances and getting paid, I do believe. So do check that out. I think now it's probably time to catch up with the FSB news.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
Okay, the FSB are one of the supporters and sponsors of the Kent and Medway Business Summit, which is taking place this Friday. So the Kent and Medway Business Summit will return for its fourth year on the 15th of January 2021 with a clear focus on business resilience, renewal and a strategy for a return to growth. Hosted annually at the University of Kent by Kent Business School and its partners, the Federation of Small Business, the Institute of Directors and locating Kent, the Kent and Medway Business Summit brings together some 400 businesses and policymakers to debate key themes. Expert keynote speakers will cover topics on the economy and latest developments in Brexit. Workshops will deliver insights into areas including productivity, infrastructure, placemaking and skills, and offer the opportunity for businesses to have their say on developing strategy. In 2021, the summit will be hosted virtually, on using an exciting platform called Remo, which offers unparalleled opportunities for networking and collaboration. If you want to book your space on this fantastic event, and it is a fantastic event, I've been to the other three for the last 3 years running, and I'm certainly going this Friday, you can register at kenthospitality.kent.ac.uk/register. Or you could go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk /Kent Summit. I'm just trying to see if I've got any info on the lineup of speakers, because they've got some fantastic speakers there. I haven't got it to hand. Do check the website out. They're all listed on the website, kenthospitality.kent.ac.uk/register, and you can find out all about what's going on at the Kent Summit this Friday, and I believe it starts at 9 a.m. But check it out. Okay, the 7 secrets to increasing profitability. This is a webinar supported by the Federation of Small Business on Wednesday the 27th of January at 10:30 till 12. The FSB has partnered with UK Business Mentoring to bring you this engaging, thought-provoking, action-based webinar to help businesses maximise their profits. I'm going to read you a number of events and webinars that are taking place. When I've read them all out, I'm going to give you the link where you can find the booking links to all of them. So there's just one link to remember, and you can go into that link and find all the details about all of this stuff, and you can book on it if you want. So just to recap that, the 7 secrets to increasing profitability, Wednesday the 27th of January at 10:30. There's a Kent Women in Business brunch which, oh, hold on a minute. I've got a problem with my system. Oh, what's going on with that? Do bear with me. Sorry about that. There's a Kent Women in Business brunch on Tuesday the 9th of February, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Join us for virtual networking hosted by FSB North Kent area host, the lovely Sue Hainsby of Carlene Lettings. Promote your business and meet fellow entrepreneurs in breakout rooms. There's a business boot camp, Reboot 2021, on Monday the 25th of January. 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. This event is designed to benefit entrepreneurs, the self-employed and small businesses across the UK. So, Business Boot Camp, 25th of January at 9:30. There is also Maidstone Virtual Networking on Wednesday the 27th of January at 4 p.m. 4 till 5 p.m. Join Peter Searle for relaxed networking with like-minded business owners, and everyone is welcome. So that's Maidstone Virtual Networking, 27th of January at 4 p.m. There's also a Women in Business brunch on Thursday the 28th of January, 9:30 to 10:30. Join us for virtual networking hosted by FSB Folkestone area Wendy Flanagan of The Holistic Home. You can promote your business and meet fellow entrepreneurs in breakout rooms. Sorry about this. I've got one more. And there's how to get control of your cash in 2021. Hear from accounting experts as well as a manufacturing business owner who's had quite the journey through 2020 about how best to get control of your cash in 2021. This event is taking place. It's a webinar on the 21st of January, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Now, all of the things I've just told you about, you can find details about them in full and a booking link by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. That's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. Now, sadly, I have to tell you about this. We were promoting a return virtually of the school's 30-30 program, but unfortunately, due to the lockdown and everything else, that has now been cancelled. So the Longfield Academy event on the 20th of January has now been cancelled. It will be rescheduled for later in the year, but it is not taking place. If you did register on it as a business, I really apologise. Do keep looking at the website, and I'll give you the address in a minute, which we'll see when it's rescheduled and when other events are being scheduled. So if you want to find out about that in the future, go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/30-30. That's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/30-30. So do check that out and find out when that's going to be rescheduled, and also other events in the 30-30 program that will be rescheduled as we go through 2021. And hopefully there will be quite a lot of them, because in 2020 we had a lot, for the first time we had a full program of schools that had signed up, and then of course we went into lockdown, so they didn't happen, which is a massive shame. But we will be back in 2021 with them. I'm just checking up on Twitter again to make sure I haven't missed anything, because there's a lot of activity on Twitter this afternoon around the show. And if I have missed you, I do apologise. Grace Church Treasury Risk, thank you for the shout out earlier. You're very welcome. Pink Spaghetti, Vicky, Spag, Pink Spag. Pink Spag Vicky, having a great show, Paul, and she says Business Bunker, excellent. Thank you, Vicky, that's really kind of you. What else have we got here? Dover Community Radio saying hello. Oh, hi you guys, hope you're all well and doing good. Telcare Limited, it's been a Business Bunker day, and Vanilla Web's been talking about heating and renewables. And it's been a great show. Thank you. That's Telcare, lovely folks, telecom systems provider over there on the Medway City Estate. And Telcare have just been awarded, I think. Let me see if I can find all of the details. Yeah, they've just emerged from their ISO 9001 and ISO 1401 external audits, and they've passed them both. So congratulations. That's fantastic. 9001, if I remember, is the quality one, and 1401 is the Eco Green Award for Sustainability. So fantastic. And they passed both, which is brilliant stuff. What else have we got here? Yeah, so lots coming in. Do keep the tweets coming, although there's only there's not a lot longer of the programme to go, but it would be great to hear from you. If I haven't read out your tweet, I do apologise. You could try retweeting it just so that I see it, in case I didn't see it before. And always remember to put the hashtag BigBunker on it, because that makes it much easier for me to find. Tracy Ferguson, birthday girl, have a fantastic Business Bunker show. She said, I'm out for a lockdown birthday walk with Mike. Mike's her partner. We'll be looking forward to catching up with the show later. We'll enjoy your walk. Enjoy your birthday. And thank you so much. And I really do appreciate, Tracy, all the support you give us on the show. You've been a marvellous supporter of the Business Bunker for a long, long time. And we really do appreciate it. Without people like you, it's not really worth us doing the show. So thank you so much. Good. I've got some more news and information to talk to you about for the last few minutes of the show. I just want to make sure that I've seen everything. Okay. Our friends at the Business Diaries, you can listen to all their podcasts. The Business Diary podcast, which is business storytelling that uncovers the stories about the personal journeys of business owners. It's often funny, sad, intriguing, but it's always entertaining. For those that don't know, a few years ago, Lisa Settle launched the Business Diaries, and she's now joined in it by Isla O'Hara. Isla runs the Business Diaries in Tunbridge Wells, and Lisa, the Business Diaries, currently in Medway. And they were events taking place in the evening where they had five speakers recounting around a theme stories from their personal journey. So they weren't sales, they weren't about how they started their business or anything like that. They were personal stories, a part of their business journey, and fascinating stuff they were too. It's one of my favourite events, and I've been to all of them bar one, and I've spoken at a couple. And of course, when COVID came along, they weren't able to do them anymore, so they have turned them into podcasts. And they started off by going back to the people that had spoken and re-interviewing them for podcasts, and then they've continued to do the podcasts from then on. When we do get back into some form of normality, they will be going back to live events, but they will continue the podcast as well. But if you want to hear the podcast, and I think there's 12 of them at the moment, if you go to the businessdiaries.podbeam.com, you can hear all the podcasts there, and all you can sign up for notifications of when the new ones come in, which is worth doing. So the businessdiaries.podbeam.com to listen to podcasts of the Business Diaries. And just while I'm talking about that, I've never really mentioned it before, although I'm sure you all know, you can listen to all 510, this is the 511th, you can listen to all 510 of the Business Bunker shows, if you really wanted to, by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and clicking on the past shows tab. And they're all there, and they all tell you who's on the show and what they talked about. And there's been some interesting stuff there. So some of them are really worth going back and listening to again, because we've had some fantastic guests on, and we've covered some really interesting topics. Okay, applications are open for the Kent and Medway small businesses to kickstart young people's employment. The FSB confirms it's teamed up with Adecco Working Ventures to help small firms access the government's kickstart scheme. The FSB urges small employers to apply now to create kickstart roles from November and tackle looming rise in young people's unemployment. To tackle increasing numbers of young people aged 16 to 24 struggling to find work and on universal credit, the Federation of Small Business has announced a new partnership with Adecco Working Ventures. Together they will form a new national gateway and intermediary partner for the UK government's new kickstart scheme, which covers England, Scotland and Wales. The FSB will also be delivering a regional programme of webinars and other resources to encourage, inspire and help small businesses to get involved and make the most of the new scheme. Alongside local authorities, business organisations and the voluntary sector, the FSB is also calling for a diversity of intermediary providers at local level. This way, any small business wishing to create one or two roles will have a choice of good quality providers to deliver the all-important wraparound support services that these young people are going to need. Small firms are ready to step up and contribute jobs for our young people whose livelihoods are now threatened by COVID-19. The UK unemployment rate has risen to its highest level for 2 years, with official figures showing those aged 16 to 24 suffering the biggest drop in employment compared with other age groups. The Kickstart scheme was announced as part of the Chancellor's Plan for Jobs, with the aim of helping 250,000 16 to 24 year olds on universal credit into work placement. Small employers in England, Scotland and Wales who are keen to offer a kickstart role to a young person can register by going to fsb.org.uk/kickstart. That's fsb.org.uk/kickstart. Do check that out if you can offer a role or a potential job opportunity for a young person. Cool. Okay, I'm just checking something. Bear with me a second. Zeenat Narani has been on. Zeenat's launched last Friday her new show here on Channel Radio, which is Mindset Matters, in which she talks about exploring mental health and wellbeing horizons. She's looking for sponsors and people that want to support her. If you want to find out more, you can drop her an email, or if you'd like to talk to her about it, drop her an email at mindsethorizons@gmail.com. That's mindsethorizons@gmail.com. And her show, Mindset Matters, will be on Fridays at 11 o'clock. And she did the first one last Friday, and very good it was too. It's an excellent show. And her guest, Nick Wilson, that was on last week, had a fascinating story to tell. So do go and check that out. I did mention this at the start of the show, but I think I'd like to mention it again, to be honest. Let me just find me a bit of paper. It's our friends at the Sound of Spitfire Radio, and like a lot of radio stations, they're now struggling. Radio's a difficult business to be in at the best of times. COVID has kind of really taken its toll on us. And they've got a GoFundMe. So let me tell you some more about this again. I know I read it out at the beginning, but I just want to read it out again because it is important that we keep them on the air because it's a fabulous station and we really do love what they do. It's a request to financially help Sound of Spitfire to continue to deliver amazing shows via internet radio. Spitfire Radio originally served Southampton, Christchurch and the New Forest. In December 2017, the station closed. In January 2018, the station ownership was transferred and relocated to Spalding in South Lincolnshire. Officially relaunched the Sound of Spitfire in April 2018, they ceased broadcasting in 2019 to enable changes to the format. They came back completely with a new format from June 2019, and they now broadcast and have done consistently between 7 a.m. to midnight. The range of programmes will aim to entertain and inform, with local and national contributors providing a mix of music. We ensure there's something of interest to everyone. Although based in the South Holland area of Lincolnshire, there's plenty of content that listeners from all over the UK will enjoy. To do this, though, they need to comply with national and international licensing regulations, plus they need new servers. And that all costs money. So they've got a GoFundMe. It's www.gofundme.com/soundofspitfireinternetradioservice. gofundme.com/soundofspitfireinternetradioservice. If you can spare a few quid, please drop that in the pot. It will make a huge difference to all the people that love listening to The Sound of Spitfire. And check out The Sound of Spitfire yourself. Have a listen. It's a great show. You can follow them on Twitter at Sound of Spitfire. So do that. We've kind of reached the end of another show. We will be back next week. Now, hopefully next week's going to be different, because hopefully we've worked out how we can get Jules back on the show. So that Jules will be co-hosting the show. And I do believe she's even going to do a scoff and quaff shot show before the Business Bunker next week. So that will be at 11 o'clock, 11 till 12, scoff and quaff. And then Jules will be co-hosting the Business Bunker at the usual slot of 1 o'clock next Tuesday. We have got some new shows starting. As I said, Mindset Matters launched last Friday and will be on every Friday now. Coming up soon in February, the Marketing Show and the Learning and Development Show with Steve Hemsley. That is going to be on a Wednesday afternoon. And then the Right Mind Show with Karen Stanley on Wednesday mornings. And on Wednesday lunchtimes, Zoe Cairns is back with the Trust Social Media Show. So we've got a lineup of new shows all launching over the next few weeks. So do check them out. Plus our existing shows, things like Women in Business and Money Talk Guru, and all the other shows that we do on Channel Radio. But we're at the end of another week. We'll be back with you next week for another Business Bunker show. Stay safe, everybody, and we'll see you all soon.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.